Zoe Shack-Levine, and I'm sitting here with Arana and Josh.
Two girls, one gay.
Yep, that's our radio show. And today...
we have nothing to talk about.
That was You Made Me Gay at Gravy Train. Because it's two girls, one gay.
Yeah, because that's what the show is. And, it's a pretty good day. So, we're going to play you another song. This song is dedicated to a wonderful person whom I love to death. His name is Sam. And, he's telling me to speak louder at the moment. And, of course, he's gay because this show is dedicated to all the gay people out there, including Sam. And, hold on.
We're totally not prepared to be doing this.
Oh, please. We're so prepared.
We're just
trying to make you think that we're not prepared so that your expectations stay low. But here we go. Can you hear it?
What? I think we should take a call.
Oh, is someone calling?
No, but we should have Sam call us.
Sam, you want to call us? Hold on, these two.
I know.
My bad. Okay, this song is dedicated to Samuel. That's okay.
I'm actually a big fan of it, and I think I represent the gay aspect of this radio show, which is, I think, our focus.
Yeah, Rana. And, like...
I'm gayer than both of you are, so please.
Do you have the genitalia to prove
that? The phone is ringing!
Maybe.
It's not right now.
Yeah, look, the red light's going off. If you haven't figured out yet, we don't really know how to use this place.
Hello?
It's Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Okay. We can't hear the phone call on the radio.
Can we put the phone on speaker?
I don't know how to do that. Speaker? No? Maybe?
Okay, hold on. Announce it.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Oh, you figured it out?
Yeah.
We have a lot of Zoe Levine.
Oh, thank you.
She's a wonderful person, and she deserves to be the president of Hampshire College.
Oh, God, don't say that. I mean, say whatever you want.
Really? Cornell. Hello.
Sam goes to Cornell.
Woo!
Listeners.
Yeah.
There's such a lag on this thing, it's so funny.
Okay, well.
I say one thing and then I hear it like 2 minutes later.
I think I'm gonna play a song now.
Okay.
Because I let the ladies be in charge
of
first.
Jen wants to say. Cornell says hi.
Or I'll let them talk.
Hi, Cornell. Hampshire
Big
says hi.
Big red bear is waving.
Just kidding. Okay, we're gonna turn the phone and the microphones off so you can hear Josh's song.
Wait. The
oh
song.
God, shut up!
Sam, I'm gonna hang up on you.
This is the most.
Bye, enjoy.
Well, to begin this song, this is dedicated to our friend Lara because she loves this band and they're from Iceland and they are called Mum. So here's the song.
Thank you.
memories by
mom. An Icelandic band. Zoe, do you have anything to say?
I really liked it.
Okay, well,
it made me feel really peaceful.
Well, that's good. That's, I guess, what the intent was, and I'm sure Laura liked it too. But I have one more song to play, and it has a little bit of meaning behind it, and I guess you guys will have to hear it.
Okay.
I'll explain after. For those of you that didn't know, that was The Lucky One by Au Revoir Simone, and that song is from me to somebody else. I made a video for that person. And I was also told that I'm mumbling while I talk on here. And I'm told that I mumble when I'm on the phone.
And
I don't think it's true. So,
okay,
apparently I do mumble.
Rana just has a problem with the way Josh speaks.
Yeah.
How about me, Rana? Am I okay?
Yeah, you're okay.
Thank you.
So that song was for him.
Oh, and that's so sweet.
Oh, thank you,
Zoe. We know
who it is. Yep. It's okay, though.
That's anyway.
Have we figured out how to use the equipment yet?
I think we're getting a hang of it. I do. By the end of this, we're going to be professionals. I think. I have faith in us. You know what, Rana? Enough with your negativity.
Yeah, we've learned that Rana is a negative Nancy all the time.
Josh and Rana went to New York together for October break, and Josh comes back and he's like, I learned 3 things about Rana. 1, she complains about everything, even the good things. 2, she's a pessimist. And
same.
And 3, she makes you feel extremely awkward when you're with people you don't know.
I guess we know how their trip went. I, on the other hand,
every night it was wonderful.
Actually, I rejected every night. But it's all right. So, am I playing a song again, or does somebody else want to play? Because
my friend Will said that we should introduce ourselves.
My friend Gabby said we should talk about politics.
I don't know anything about politics.
Well, I guess. That's okay. So, okay, introducing ourselves. Well, Zoe here. Tell you about myself.
Oh, we could say a whole lot about Zoe.
maybe this should be a game. The other 2 people should describe the person.
I don't like that.
I mean, I'll describe Josh.
Describe me. I want to see what you have to say.
Josh has blue eyes, blonde hair, and a little bit of a scruffly beard.
A little bit.
A lot of a scruffly beard.
Grows pretty quickly.
He loves wearing his short shorts, but today it's too cold for them.
In these 6 weeks of you knowing me, you seem to have just figured me completely out.
I totally have. He's from L.A.
You didn't even know where I was from. You're from Bright Neck. Like the nanny.
The nanny was from Flushing, so.
Whatever, she wanted to move to Great Neck with a rich man. I saw it on an episode.
Well, yes, I'm from Great Neck. It's on Long Island.
Rana's also from Los Angeles, but we didn't know each other. She lived on the Persian side of Los Angeles.
Fuck off! I lived on the...
AKA Beverly Hills.
Gabby says we should tell secrets. I have a secret. I could tell a secret.
I like my secrets to stay secret. But you can tell your secrets all you want.
I'll tell a secret. Everyone has to go around and say something that's, like, embarrassing. Here's mine.
I don't like this game.
No.
Tell us yours.
Tell you mine. So when I was younger, my mom used to make me eat things before I left the house to go to a friend's house. So it could be like an avocado, like something healthy, or like a salad. And she would, and one day it was like a piece of garlic. So I was chewing.
Zoe, this is taking way too long.
Sorry.
I'm going to interrupt you because we're going to play another song.
No.
Or Rana can talk because you're taking so long.
Let me just finish my story.
We don't have that time.
Wait, hold on. Okay, give me one more minute. 60 seconds. Time me.
60 seconds. Time me right now.
Okay, so I was chewing on this piece of garlic, and I really didn't want to eat it. So my mom was like, give me a kiss. So I shoved the garlic into her mouth while we were kissing, and I think I might have French kissed my mother. Okay.
That's fucking that's disgusting. I don't really think disgusting. Anybody wants to hear it. Okay. Any more of those kinds of stories.
Okay. So, now I'm going to tell you that you can call in to us here and tell one of your embarrassing stories.
No.
Yeah. Please.
I just want to draw everyone's attention to the Ace of Base that I just put on in the background and appreciate it because it's great.
I haven't been hearing it.
Because you're not listening to what they can hear.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I still haven't told them the number that they could call us in.
Well, then tell them. Give them the number.
413-559-6766. Yeah. So call us if you want. My friend Maya Sharma is listening.
I agree, CTC.
Her brother goes here. What?
Keeping secrets from Zoe. Well, okay, I'm going to play this
You're
song.
Keeping a secret from me?
This is, before I left, I worked at a Center for the Arts in Eagle Rock, and this is a band that premiered it for this.
Are you ready? I am.
At this festival. Oh, so this is Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
And call-ins.
Wait, I want to hear what this stuff is about the music.
It's just music is not as good as call-in stories, but we
call-in stories are better.
No, we both disagree with that statement. I have to...
Everyone likes gossip, according to my friend Gabby Grimaldi.
Okay, well, we only know Zoe's two friends that are going to call in and gossip. So maybe next week if we got more... We could do this section.
Yeah, maybe if
you mean more people to call in.
If we have a following. But,
So get us a following, yo.
I don't want anybody to listen to this because it's so embarrassing.
No, everyone should listen.
We're just having fun.
We're just making fools of ourselves in front of the four people who are listening.
And the pessimist comes out. Well. She's not very confident with the things she does either, but she should be.
Oh, my. my God, you're such a babe. I want to pee in my pants.
She's also thinks she is a gay man.
I am a gay man trapped in a woman's body. It's the saddest life, guys.
Every friend she has is gay.
Since I was 5, every male friend. It's a good life. You should all try making more gay friends. There.
I have enough. I have so many. Stop.
Well, we are both offended by that.
I have so many gay friends. I need some straight ones.
Ew.
What straight boy out there wants to be my friend? Just friends, though. None of them just want to be friends.
Okay, well, I guess
let's go to another song.
Yeah, we're gonna play a Kid Cudi song, Lissy's cover of Pursuit of Happiness.
This is
obsessed with it.
Hold on, this is dedicated to my friend Jermaine McCarthy, who lives in New Orleans. fuck you.
Here we go. It's really quiet. I don't know why.
Driving junk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the Midwest side and now living my life, getting out jeans. People told me slow my roll. I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'm gonna do just what I want, and there ain't no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived in this.
While she does that, I would like to mention a huge part, since this show is called Two Girls, One Gay. I mean, who wants to talk about two girls? So we got to talk about the gay aspect. And a big part of gay music is remixes, but to find a good remix is extremely difficult. So I have a few on here. It's from an album called Garcon Hype GBWB. So here's Lights and Music cut copy. We'll be right back.
Okay. So, thank you, Josh.
Want Zoe's song by request?
I mean, some people want to hear us talk, though.
Okay, we can talk a little bit.
Let's talk for a little, then we'll play that song. I requested a song, Rana.
Oh.
It's a surprise.
I'm excited, I guess.
Should be. It's actually pretty good. It hit the dance floor all summer, at least from my experience.
Oh, you at your gay clubs.
Oh my god. Before I forget, I'd like to plug the show Parenthood on NBC on Tuesdays. Will, are you listening still? You can watch it on Hulu. Right now, if you want. It's the best fucking show ever. And then you can come and talk to Will and me about it if you go to Bard or Hampshire. Okay, please continue, Zoe. And Josh. Gay club music.
Okay, well. Gay club music. I know Commander by Kelly Rowland was big.
Right.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I think New York gay clubs are different than Los Angeles gay clubs.
Probably.
Yeah.
We're more hip.
A little bit. We're more up to date, which is ironic because the song actually mimics an older song.
Okay, we for them is LA and me is New York. Just telling the public.
In case that didn't make sense, as we mentioned earlier, Ron and I are from Los Angeles and Zoe is from New York. So...
West, y'all,
reppin'. Actually, east side Los Angeles.
I'm talking about the west coast.
Okay, my sister says that she can only hear me.
Because we're sharing a mic.
I'm pretty sure she can hear us all.
Get close
to
my mic.
I can hear myself on the public, what the public can hear, earphones.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Okay, well, I think we've talked enough. For a little bit of a break with this music, since we've been talking about this song, I think we should actually play it for them.
It's only been 2 minutes of talking.
It's actually
this
been
is supposed
like
to be a 50-50.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that we decided on 80-20.
2/3 of this radio show say that. So.
Say what?
Okay, here's the song.
This is not okay. Call in
after this song.
After this song. Wait, let me give you the number.
Just got really depressed.
413-559-6766. Okay.
You should repeat that one time slower.
413-559-6766.
I'm sorry.
Wait, last part is 6766. Ignore Ron as
I thought 6767 sounded
okay,
better.
Okay, well, here's the song.
Porta bichita va bene. Si tu la parla mi è americano. Quando si fa la mola sotto la luna. Come da venen cave di ai dovi. Papà l'americano. Thank you.
so much.
That was for Zoe.
Thanks. I really like that song. I don't know why. It's kind of repetitive. But that's okay.
A little bit, but it's okay.
Wow, I really have to pee.
Okay.
A little bit of too much information. What do you guys think?
Rana just hit herself.
Actually, Zoe, you guys should have seen it right now. She got up and was dancing. She really loved that song.
I was even dancing.
Rana the pessimist got up and started dancing.
People should come visit us and have a dance party.
Yeah, if you're on the Hampshire campus, we play pretty good music. Wide range of stuff. You can come have a dance party with us. I mean, it'll mostly be Zoe, but...
Somebody with, like, really bad ADD would enjoy how much the show is jumping around right now.
Well, it's a mix between dance and relax. Well, it's dance acts.
You know, Hampshire kids have a different kind of student.
It's so dance
maybe
lax.
They don't need to have ADD to follow us.
Wow.
Just saying.
I feel like it was just attacked.
So you sassy.
Zoe, you wanted to talk.
Oh, okay. Fine. So,
don't break that.
Should we tell stories? Someone give me a keyword that I could tell a story about.
I don't know.
A toilet? Oh my, I have so many toilet stories.
Okay, we don't want to hear
Yay!
This.
No, Zoe, I really just need to pee. Okay, so one time.
Please stop. I'm gonna cry.
I have a story.
Oops. Okay. Josh?
I wasn't gonna say it, I just didn't mention that I had one.
What? You basically, when we signed up for this show, we gave them a couple of topics that we would discuss, and we haven't gone to any of them, and I don't think we should. So,
well, one
is we want to discuss Jungle Fever, because I'm down for that.
Okay, we'll discuss Jungle Fever.
Which Rana has a heavy case of.
But you're not allowed to call it that, because it's not politically correct.
Zoe, what was your response when Rana said she had jungle fever?
Rana has jungle fever and I have desert fever.
That's white people fever.
For white people.
She loves white people.
I mean, I'm not racist. It's just...
Her preference.
Everybody
has their preference.
My vagina is racist. Let's just say.
That's the one way to put it. We didn't need to hear about your vagina.
Oops.
Wow.
Sorry.
Would your mother be proud of this show, Zoe?
Oh, I didn't tell my mother about this show. I mentioned it at the dinner table. I was like, I'm going to have a radio show. And she didn't hear me. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't repeat that ever again in front of her.
Oh.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
What?
I won't say it in front of her again in case she does hear me this time. This weekend, I was taking my vape out of my house to, like, travel with it to go to a friend's house with it. And I have it in this colorful bag, and my mom's like, ooh, Zoe, what's that? And I'm like, a birthday present for Jeremy. And she's like, what'd you get him? And I was like, because I couldn't think of anything, not because...
Zoe just forgot her story.
Pretty much. It happens to the best of us.
My dad emailed me this picture of my mom.
Aww. How cute. Rana's mother will be coming tomorrow night for...
With 5 bags of hot Cheetos if anybody is interested.
Ooh.
Just kidding, I'm not sure.
Wait, your mother's coming tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Mine's coming.
My dad's not.
On Friday.
Have no visitors.
If anyone would like to meet my grandmother, she'll be here too.
I would love to meet the Shack Levines.
No, she's just a Levine.
Oh.
And my mother is a Levine Bernstein.
Oh my god.
She's not changing her last name, which kind of frustrates me.
Why?
Well, because she, like... Bernstein is my stepdad's last name, and she just has to divorce
him. Mom and stepdad were once nicknamed Edamame. Yeah. His name is Ed, and she is Mommy.
And when he came to visit me, I got the edamame from Saga, and I brought it to him as a snack. And he's like, oh, this is ironic. And I was like, yep, they grow this in the farm. They feed us the edamame. The edamame in Saga is from the farm here on campus. Isn't that cool? I think that's so cool.
I think Saga is really good, but it always makes me nauseous afterwards.
Rana also, everything makes her nauseous. Another thing that I should probably mention. Even the food in New York made her nauseous at every moment
even
of every day.
Sushi, my favorite food in the whole world, made me nauseous. It was bad.
Rana, maybe you should cut certain things out of your diet and see if they still make you nauseous.
Like
milk, like dairy, like meat, like wheat, like gluten. Because that's a problem.
I'm ready for another song.
Okay, and we should probably let you know we only have 10 minutes left, so you'll be free to actually enjoy your lives.
Thanks for listening, though, guys. I really appreciate.
Also, we want to put the shout out to somebody who has a playlist on here, and it's called Peter's Fetish Playground. You have the most interesting iTunes name on
here.
Except
for the person whose iTunes thing is Glee, because that's funny too.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway,
that's funny here.
Here is the song. This is by Florence and the Machine. They're an amazing band. Here they are.
Okay, enjoy.
I committed my crime. Well, I didn't tell anyone, but a bird flew by. Saw what I'd done. He set up a nest outside, and he sang about what I'd become. He sang so loud, sang so clean. I was afraid all the neighbors would hear, so I invited him in just to reason with him. I promised I wouldn't do it again, but he sang louder and louder inside the house, and no one could get him out. So I trapped him under a cardboard box, stood on it to make it stop. I picked up the bird and above the din, I said, "That's the last song you'll ever sing."
Florence and the Machine.
Bird song is what it's called.
Amazing song. If you ever see me in the practice rooms and you can sing, I will make you sing that song because I learned it on piano and I know it so well now.
Does that mean me?
you have to be able to actually sing, and Zoe, unfortunately,
I'll sing for you guys once.
Go, do it, Zoe. Sing your best note. Sing Lady Gaga, Paparazzi, like we did before. I thought Zoe could sing. She tricked me.
I did trick. That was a funny day, though. Sing. I think singing is the only thing I can't do.
Oh, yeah. Zoe can do a lot.
Zoe's a genius. She got into Smith.
What?
And came here instead because she's actually a genius and she knows better.
She knows Hampshire's better.
I know better than to go to Smith.
She likes boys way too much.
That too.
Not to say anything about Smith, but it's a girl's school.
Slugs.
Oy vey. Yeah. I love how they call the Holyoke girls mohos.
That's pretty funny.
Because it's actually true.
That's a big generalization.
Not Holyoke or Smith, actually.
Really? There's a few of them in my dance and culture class. Dance and culture is a really good class. I like it.
Oh. Well, I'm glad.
The body and modern art is a really good
with
class.
With Sarah Levine, best class.
Best teacher, best woman. We're obsessed. I wish she was listening to this.
Yeah.
So I could tell her how much I love her.
Because we don't speak up in class because we're shy.
We love her too much. She's intimidating.
You admire her so much.
She's wonderful.
Wow.
She's perfect.
Whoa.
Don't you like Herb?
I love Herb, but I'm not scared to speak up during class.
Well. I
think
we gotta close this up soon, Zoe.
I mean, we have 3 more minutes, so let's give the audience what they want. No! 3 more minutes? We need to give them some talk. Come on, please.
Well, I really need to pee, and I am going to go home and watch Parenthood.
No, we're going to go to Saga.
No.
Yeah, Saga, please. I'm hungry.
Everyone, dinner at 6.
in our group, and you can also join us if you'd like. We accept newcomers. Zoe's a little intimidating. No, actually, Zoe doesn't accept them.
Oh, yeah. Zoe might ask you what you think you're doing sitting with us.
But don't be intimidated.
Brave, if you're brave, you'll stay.
Just throw your phone at her.
Just be brave.
She might throw you
I can't touch you, so.
Yes, she can, and
I mean,
will.
I can, but I'll only touch you to an extent.
Nobody knows.
Okay, let's play the final song. I think. Do you think that's.
Ew, no.
Well, it describes you.
Oh my god.
Which
I'm
song?
Not a bitch.
Which song? Is it
Alanis
I'm a
Morissette.
Bitch? It's. Really?
Yes.
I think we should play.
I mean, I don't know if that's what the people want.
I think we
should
play There Are
Worse
the
Things
tell I
Can us.
Do from Greece. It's my number one most played song on iTunes, so obviously it's wonderful. Or Loveful by the Cardigans.
We could have,
you know,
we probably should have mentioned our top 3, at least, of our most played. Rana, what are your 3?
Mine are There Are Worse Things I Could Do by Stalker Channing from the Grease movie soundtrack, and Off and Running and It's Getting Harder All the Time by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders from the movie To Sir With Love. If you haven't seen it, oh my god, go right now. All 2 of you who are listening, it's really a good movie.
Which movie?
To Sir With Love with Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. So those are Rana's. Mine is...
These people listen to such weird
My number
weird
3
movies.
Is Love, Me, and Rose. The Louis Armstrong version.
Watch
not the Edith Piaf version.
Movies.
My number 2 is Rain by Mika. Because my friend and I listened to that every day last year. Pretty much at least 5 million times
You're
a day.
You're the gayest.
And in the lead with 1,806.
Motherfuck.
Way past the 904 that second place is The Gardener by The Tallest Man on Earth. My favorite band, personally, the best band alive.
I just want to say that my most played song only has 121 played.
I just got my computer, so mine has like 5. Maybe, if I'm lucky.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left, and...
I say we play Tegan and
Sarah. I say we just stop short right now.
Tegan and Sarah, I want to play it.
Rana, you're so negative!
Okay. Put this up. We're playing Tegan and Sarah for you guys. Here you go. 19.
Enjoy.
Oh my god, no. We should play Tattoo as our opening
Too late.
Song
next. You. And when I lay beside you, for the first time I can
Okay, so it's over. Thanks for listening to our first show. Yay! Bye. Yeah, stay gay.